CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And in the booth today, we have Natalie Demon. And she is with the senior drama class at Bishop's University. So welcome, Natalie. And she's here to talk to us about the exciting play coming up. It's called Concord Floral. So tell us about the play.
Yes, so it's a Canadian theater piece. It's fairly new, actually, within the past 5 years or so.
Okay.
And it originally takes place in the Toronto area, but we've kind of changed a couple of the location names to make it more relevant to the Sherbrooke area.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a couple of teenagers that go to this abandoned greenhouse in order to find, just to spend the afternoon away for themselves, and they end up discovering something that comes from their past.
Okay.
So I know that the back of the play reads as it's a mix of the Decameron meets I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the mystery.
So that's the mystery element of it. And then it explores these 10 teenagers and a little bit into their personal lives and about themselves and how it all centers around the discovery of what they find in the greenhouse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds interesting. Is this the first play of the year?
This is the first upper year, the first department production outside of the festivals that we hold. So it takes place October 25th. And then we, of course, have a secondary show that comes up later in November.
Okay, great. So the Turner Studio Theater, that's right on the campus of Bishop's University.
Yes.
Now, it's physical theater. What is physical theater?
Physical theater includes a little bit more movement in what we do. So there's a little bit more structure to what we're doing while we're on the stage, so it's not just going and picking up the coffee cup when we have to.
Okay.
It's inventing a little bit more interactive, kind of some dance elements in a sense.
So okay.
Kind of choreographed movement in order to transition from scene to scene. Also, this will be helped with the lighting effect and other elements of the theater, of course. But yeah, it's incorporating a little bit more physical theatricality to it rather than just your everyday reading of a script.
It's interesting because I've never heard that term before.
No.
Physical theater, okay. Now, original music. Tell us about the music.
Yes. So one of our students, Gordon Barnett, is writing some original music for it. So for him, he had to, of course, work with our director, Rebecca, to figure out a feel for the play.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just sat down and started coming up with some ideas on what we could use in the background for some of the scenes and could be some really interesting key elements to also help convey the story.
Okay, that's interesting. Is he a music major?
Not to my knowledge, actually. Okay. I believe he's a psychology student and drama student.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, the costumes. Tell us about the costumes.
The costumes, from what I've seen so far as an actor, are looking absolutely beautiful. One of our students, one of my friends, actually, Emma McGregan.
Mm-hmm.
This is her third time designing shows here at Bishop's for us. So she's done a couple shows in the past, and for her, I know she's been having a blast working with how to create different elements of the costume while still remaining contemporary as we are playing teenagers in the modern day.
Okay.
So she's, of course, added some extra elements to each of the characters that really represents who they are while still maintaining something that's recognizable for people to see on stage.
That's really interesting. So it's worth it to go just for the music and the costumes, too.
Oh, it definitely is for all the different elements.
Okay, so Concord Floral, October 25th to the 29th at the Turner Studio Theater, put on by the Bishop's University Senior Drama Class. So what is your background in drama? As you said, this is not your first play.
No, for myself, I'm a fifth-year student, so doing a double honors in music and drama.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually been firsthand involved in about 26 shows at Bishop's.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, in 5 years, you get a lot of opportunities as long as you put your foot in the door to make those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are on stage and off stage credits.
Mm-hmm.
And then for myself, when you reach your third year, you end up into the main productions.
Okay.
So I've been involved in every production that I've been here for since. So I've done about 10 acting roles so far, which is quite wonderful.
That's amazing. So a lot of work goes into a play. About how many hours of practice?
Actually, some of our directors total it up, and based on the amount of hours we spend in rehearsal, plus learning our lines, we have to do tech hours on the shows themselves to actually create the sets that we're going to be acting on.
Interesting.
So a lot of hands-on involvement with the department, and they kind of calculate it to be over 250 hours, roughly,
That's amazing.
On one show.
On one show.
Yep.
Okay, so lots of effort. Definitely the community should get out and support the drama. We're lucky enough to have the drama department in Bishop's in our neighborhood here. Now, did you always want to go into acting when you were growing up? Or?
Yeah, well, it was one of those things that you toy with a little bit. You know, you have to deal with your parents saying, oh, is that really going to be something that you can make work and sustain from it? And then finally, yeah, the decision in high school to apply to Bishop's and really commit to the department. And of course, I have not regretted my decision since I came out here, and I've gotten so many more opportunities than I probably ever would
anywhere
else. Good
for you. Good. And where are you from?
I'm actually from Alberta.
Alberta, okay.
Yeah, just north of Calgary.
Good. So you chose Bishop's. What do you intend to do once you graduate?
I intend to find myself moving to a larger city and then just applying for a part-time job in the interim of trying to audition and get work in the theater world.
Okay, so it's definitely something you want to pursue into your...
It definitely is, yes.
What's your character like?
I play the character of Nine, who's also known as Greenhouse. So I am... almost in a sense the title character.
Okay.
Concord Floral being the greenhouse. So we each play a teenager role and then also kind of take on an alternative self. And for myself, that is being the girl who sees this stuff happen throughout the play as a teenager. A bit more of a narrator type role, the observer that is explaining what's going on. And then the greenhouse is the being that sees it all happen, and it all takes place in the greenhouse. So it's kind of sentient in a way.
Okay, it's really fascinating. Sounds really fascinating. So there's themes of bullying, I read, and a little bit of coarse language and sexuality. So you recommend it for people 13 and up, not younger than that, I guess.
Yeah, I would definitely, whatever you feel is
comfortable with
taking on. It's definitely a really interesting piece of theater, and it does speak to a lot of issues that we still see all the time with bullying, and it really opens up the possibility. I know for a lot of the cast, a big part of it has been ourselves getting ourselves to that point of reading the text and understanding it more than just the face value, and that's part of what our job is, to then tell that story to you, the audience. And yeah, although some of the course, some of the subject matter is a little more coarse, it's a little bit more mature in it, it's also very real and very true. So it's to say that, you know, teenagers don't actually speak like that. It's a lie. That's actually how they speak. So I think there is some maturity that comes with a younger audience coming to see it.
Okay.
But of course, we do put the label out there that it does have coarse language. It does talk about sexuality, so, and sexual themes. So therefore, if you do come see it, please understand that there's already that warning there.
Okay, so definitely important themes and real-life themes in today's world. Okay, good. Now, tickets are $10. That's regular. If you're a student, it's $8. Can you get tickets at the door?
You can get tickets at the door, or you can buy them in advance from the Centennial box office.
Okay.
Depending on the shows, I've seen shows at Turner Studio that have sold out, and we have no tickets at the door. So I do always recommend purchase your tickets in advance.
Okay, that's great. Now we have a number for the tickets, 819-822-9692, if you want to make sure that you get a chance to go. Now, anything else you'd like to add before we go, Natalie?
Just I really hope that, yeah, people come out to see the show and see how, some of the hard work that we do as drama students at Bishop's University.
Good. I'm glad you're getting credits for it. How do you manage your studying and the plays, too? You have
just a lot of dedication for what I do, actually. And like I said, I've been doing it since my first year, so the time commitment isn't a new thing. For some students that trickle into it, into their third and fourth year, it really takes a toll because you lose all of your evenings. So you have to really find how you're going to balance your study time with learning your lines and realizing it is a course, so you are taking it for credit. But there's also a lot more group responsibility. You have to be just as much on the ball with your lines and where your work is as everyone else is, or else the whole show can suffer a little bit from that. So it's a little bit more intensive, I'd say, than some individual classes you take where you just have to hand your project mm-hmm. in on time.
Mm-hmm. So it's getting the experience of working in a team and also a lot of time management.
Yep, definitely.
Good. Well, we thank you very much and all the best on the play.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Bye.